Blog Talk Radio.
So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she would assist us and let the Lord just use you in areas. I might jump in from time to time. I appreciate you helping me out, Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
God bless. And good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that. Amen. Our opening scripture is coming from Ephesians chapter 2, and I'm going to read verses 1 and 2, part of our foundational scripture from the King James. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to thank you, Father God, for another opportunity, Father God, another day to be in the Word. As the Scripture says, we are to meditate on the Word day and night. Father God, we thank you for each and every one. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for those that are listening by internet and those who have called in. We just pray, Father God, that you continue to be with all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. We just ask that you will be with the Dortch family, Father God. We know, Father God, you are in control, that you will encourage them, strengthen them, and guide them, Father God. Be with each and every one that is sick and shut in, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed, and we're standing on your word today, Father God. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us to keep our mind on you, Father God, no matter what we may be going through, no matter what we're facing, we can have perfect peace, knowing that God is in control and working things out. Bless each and every one, Father God, that have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Open up our hearts to the Word, Father God. We're so thankful for our pastor as he teaches the Word of God, Father God. And then we're able to go back and study the Word and listen to the Word and meditate on the Word. We give you thanks, Father God. Continue to be with our pastor, guide and direct him, Father God. Keep him covered under the blood of Jesus, protecting him, Lord, from danger seen and unseen, Father God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over him and his entire family, pleading the blood of Jesus over all of us on this broadcast, those that are even listening by internet. And, Lord, we give you praise and we thank you. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, I'm going to be assisting Pastor today. Just want to go over a little bit of what he's teaching on, which is repositioning ourselves in Christ. So repositioning ourselves in Christ. That means it's a new thing, amen, to reposition. And when you reposition, you're changing the old way. And yeah, it tells us. So I want to open up with our foundational scripture, which only read part of it, but it is Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 6. And I'll be reading that from the King James. And also from the Message Bible. But it says, "And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." The fourth verse, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Amen, amen. And then I'm going to go ahead and read that seventh verse. It says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. So from the Message Bible, they have like a subtitle here. It says, he tore down the wall. So beginning with the first verse, it wasn't so long ago that you were marred in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. You fill your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhale disobedience. We all did it, all of us, doing what we felt like doing when we felt like doing it, all of us in the same boat. It's no wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with the whole lot of us. Instead, immense in mercy and with an incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us. He picked us down in highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in this world and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. So repositioning ourselves in Christ, that means we're new in Christ. As it tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So let us, as we reposition, know that we are new in Christ. Amen. Pastor shared with us on yesterday about, let's see, those was our foundational scriptures, but it says that that we were, as the scripture says, we were dead in our sins as well. And Paul was talking about those who live by the law. We were talking about the law, you know, in the law, when you go back to the Old Testament and read about the law, they brought it also to the New Testament, as we were in the old, in that old way. That's when they took the blood sacrifices to the church and, I mean, to the sanctuary, and all that is done away with. So now we're repositioning ourselves. So we got to reposition our minds as well. We have to ask God to help us to reposition into Christ, into living as Christ would have us to live. And it says Gentiles listen to both sides. So he was breaking it down between the Gentiles and the Jews. The Jews, Pastor was sharing, those, they were circumcised. So they were, you know, of the law, because that's what, you know, they were to do. So as I was looking over Ephesians 1 and 2, and if you don't mind, I'd just like to read those verses again. But this time I'm going to read it from God's Word, and I have some reference verses along with it. Hopefully it'll bring that first part out. It says from God's Word, and this is Ephesians 1 and 2. It says, you were once dead because of your failures and sins. You followed the ways of this present world and its spiritual ruler. Wow. This ruler continues to work in people who refuse to obey God. So that's telling me right there, they haven't repositioned themselves yet. So the first reference verse is Colossians 1 and verse 21. Remember, we're talking about repositioning ourselves. So Colossians 1 and 21 says, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. Amen. So, you know, and that Message Bible really just makes it plainer than what I could say. So Colossians 1:21 from the Message Bible, you yourselves are a case study of what he does. At one time, you all had your backs turned to God. So we had our backs turned, thinking rebellious thoughts of him, giving him trouble every chance we got. But now, by giving, actually dying for you, Christ brought you over to God's side and put your lives together, whole and holy, in his presence. Let me just read that again and let us just think about that. It says, you yourselves are a case study of what he does, each and every one of us. So I can't say no. You ain't talking about me. You can't say no. Not talking about me. Talking about all of us who have not repositioned ourselves in Christ. So it says, you yourselves are a case study of what he does. At one time, you all had your backs turned to God in rebellious thoughts of him, my Lord. Yeah. Give him trouble every chance you got. I can remember. Oh, my. But now, thank you, Lord, by giving himself completely at the cross, look what Christ did for us. By giving himself completely at the cross, actually dying for you and me, Christ brought you over to God's side and put your lives together, thank you, Lord, whole and holy in his presence. You don't walk away from a gift like that. Amen. Although we know some may, but when you think about what he's done for us, each one of us, he did this. So it's up to us to receive it. Amen. So our next reference verse is Ephesians 6. Oh, Pastor, did you have something you wanted to say? Okay, our next reference verse is Ephesians 6 and verse 12. It says, okay, 6 and 12. No, we don't want to be there. We want to be 6 and 12. These from the King James. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. So remember, that's what we wrestle against. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen, amen. Now, from the Message Bible, it reads, this is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of days. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. So this is why, you know, as it said, tell us we need to put on that whole armor. But when you're repositioning yourself, praise God, you're changing from the way you used to be. You're changing from the way you used to think. Now you're open up to Christ. You want his word. That's why we have to meditate on his word so we know what his word is. So we have to meditate on the word, allow God's word to change us from that old way of life and reposition us out of the old way into the new, out of the old sanctuary into the new sanctuary, which the new sanctuary is being in Christ. So this is why we have to reposition ourselves in Christ. And then that third reference verse is Colossians 3 and verse 6. From the King James verse, 3 and verse 6, it reads, "Things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, my Lord." So let me just start with verse 1 of this third chapter of Colossians. It says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." Then it tells us to set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, conspicuous, and covetousness, which is adultery, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience." So that's what that's telling us. We don't want to be a part of that. Amen. We're new in Christ. So therefore, we have to put away all that other. Put away that. Because like that first verse says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, things which are above." So from the Message Bible, it says, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. So how are we going to see things from his perspective? Be in his word. Amen. Meditate on his word.
Amen.
It says, your old life reposition. Is dead. Amen. Reposition. Amen. Praise God. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too, the real you, the glorious you. Meanwhile, be content and of purity like Christ. Praise God. And that means killing off everything connected with that way of death. Sexual promiscuity, impurity, lust, doing whatever you feel like, whenever you feel like it, and grabbing whatever attracts your fantasy. That's a life shaped by things and feelings instead of by God. You see, so when we reposition ourselves, we're repositioning away from that old stagnant way of life. Praise God. Thank God. So reposition is to change direction. So that's why it's so important, pastors really teaching on that we need to have that righteous conscience, and how you get that through God's word, meditate on it, ask the Lord to help us. And that's what's so important for us as we reposition ourselves in Christ. Do away with all that old way, anything that's not like him, anything that's not of Christ. We have to, I heard him say, abolish that. Be done with it. You know, cast it away. So as we reposition ourselves in Christ, as our foundational scripture says, and I want to say it's that verse, the one verse that I was reading earlier, here, and I think it's verse when he said he took our sin dead lives and made us alive in Christ, positioning there. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up, set us down in highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Amen, amen.
Man.
Pastor, you'd like to have anything you'd like to say?
Now, I want to thank you, first of all, Pastor, for a great job that you're doing. I want to say this, brothers and sisters. God reposition us first. You got to look at the text in its totality here. It says, and you have he quickened. So God gave us a different position than we were. We were like walking zombies. I don't know if y'all ever seen that movie, Walking Dead. That's real, man. Mm-hmm. There's people out here walking, they're doing stuff, but they're dead. They're dead to God. They're dead to Christ. Mm-hmm. They're walking zombies. So what God did, he gave us a different position, quickening our spirit. So we don't to church, we be the church. He quickened our spirit because at one point in time, we were operating just like they were operating into sin. To me, sin is disobeying God's word. That's what sin is.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever that means to you, at the end of the day, it's going to be about disobedience. Especially when you know better, you do better.
Amen.
There was a time that we walked according to the course of this world, worldly churches. You don't believe that? You go to Hebrews 9, man. It's right there. It'll blow your mind. So when the word of God's worldly, I urge everybody, do your research. See what he means when he says worldly.
Mm-hmm.
Remember he explaining about the old covenant. The old covenant was a worldly covenant. The first covenant had also ordinance of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. What that means, worldly sanctuary? What that means?
Mm-hmm.
They tabernacles were worldly. It was a worldly tabernacle. But remember, we're part of the new, which he explained over there in Hebrews 8 and 1.
All right, praise God.
We have a high priest who is sit on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. See, God reposition us to that place or put us in that place. So we have to accept it, and then we reposition ourselves and we say, okay, Lord, we accept it. We'll do it. You look at everybody in the book of Hebrews 11, Paul was given these tasks. And they said, okay, Lord, we're going to walk in it. We don't see Christ yet, but we believe that he's there. Abraham, go for Abraham all the way.
Yeah.
They all saw it afar off. And we have to see the same thing. We have to operate in that same kind of faith, man. And that's why I'm calling this repositioning yourself in Christ. I'm not trying to say you don't know Christ. I'm not trying to say you don't know him. I'm telling you to reposition yourself. And then in doing that, you begin to develop a different relationship altogether with the Lord. You get closer. See, some people think they got saved, they got everything, and they don't believe in development. And it's a shame. But nine out of ten people that I surveyed, they think all I had to do was get saved, and boom, that was it. And I'm sorry, then go pay the preacher and go get their money away. And I'm going to be honest with you, I was really ignorant because the Bible says Christ is the end of the law and tithing is under the law. God abolished that all in the flesh. Hopefully tomorrow I feel more like getting into that part, because you got to know, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of things that we have did in the past that people are doing right now. God said, no, sir, that is not what I'm asking for. See, just like with Cain and Abel, they both heard what God asked for. They both, who gave the more excellent, which was Cain, Abel.
Amen.
See, Cain and Abel, they both had to offer something, but Abel gave a more excellent sacrifice. Well, that's what God asked in us. Anybody can go to church. But can you worship God in spirit and truth? Anybody can do certain stuff, choir, usher, but can you do what he's asking you to do? That's the key. Anybody can go to the mountains and pray. Anybody can go to Jerusalem and pray. But God is not looking for nobody to go up in Jerusalem and pray. He's not looking for anybody to go to the mountains. He's looking for somebody going to worship in spirit and in truth. So the question is, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to come to his sanctuary? Are you willing to be part of his ministry?
Yes, brother.
Well, I'm going to be part of this ministry, that ministry. No. Are you willing to be part of Christ's ministry? Well, why? He can teach you. Some of us won't. We won't let nothing else come in our cup. Because we done got so, we think we got this and got that. Man, empty that thing and watch God fill it up with some new stuff. Because some of that stuff you've been trending on for year after year, year after year, year after year. You ain't grown. Yeah, year after year. If you've been there, done that, you'll know that. The only people that don't know that is people who haven't been there. But when you've been there, done that, you already say, oh, yeah, I already know what's going on there. I've been there.
Amen.
Yes, we have. Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it. Anybody else? Press 1. Anyone else? Press 1. Hallelujah. Thanks, Pastor. You did an awesome job. And I'm going to let you close it out. You started it. You closed it out, Pastor.
Well, thank God. Well, thank you, Pastor. And I appreciate you. And I'm learning every day. And every day, that's what we have to do. Pull off that old. Take off that old and put on that new. Reposition ourselves. And open up and allow the Spirit of the Lord to speak to us and receive it. Amen. So I'm just so thankful because I'm steady learning, Pastor.
Amen.
I just can't give enough. Praise God and thank God for you.